And at 8:33, I would like to welcome Ron Lupo back into studio. Welcome.
Good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
All right, thank you.
Fantastic.
We're talking diamonds, and we're talking loans, and we're talking all sorts of things.
Yeah, we're talking about lots of interesting things.
Now, before we even talk about those diamonds, I just want to remind our listeners that here's something to get your blood pumping on these cold winter mornings. The Diamond Channel competition on Chai FM. That's right. The Diamond Channel is giving away a diamond worth 20,000 bucks, and it could be yours. Just guess the color, shape, clarity, and size of this beautiful diamond. So here are your hints. The color is between I and L. The shape is a round, brilliant cut. The clarity is VVS2 to SI2. The size is 0.4 carat to 0.59 carat. And what you got to do once you know that is you've got to send your entry to admin@thediamondchannel.co.za. Just guess the color, shape, clarity, and size. The Diamond Channel, putting a sparkle in your eyes, but not a hole in your pocket. All right, so how's that going? How's it going with the competition?
Yeah, there's been a lot of entries. I mean, people are really excited about getting winning the diamond.
$20,000.
Yeah. Well, that's 20,000 wholesale. Retail is probably close to 30.
Really?
Yeah, that's 20,000.
You see, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, no, 20,000 is the Diamond Channel price. The retail price of that stone is probably close to 30.
So what do you mean? Does Diamond Channel sell at wholesale prices?
Definitely. Everything, our making of the ring and the diamonds themselves. It's actually quite a crazy story, but, you know, we are wholesalers in the market, and the retailers are feeling the dent in Sanson City. And they've started competing with us, trying to do bespoke jewelry, which is crazy because, you know, retailers are retailers. They sell what they have in the showroom.
Right.
They don't have time to sit with a client for half an hour or 2 hours designing their own design to custom make what they want. And, I think that's the future, where clients are not bullied anymore by retailers selling them what the retailers want to sell them. Clients now get what they want. Well, with us, at least, at the Diamond Channel.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Do diamonds have a good resale value? Are they as good an investment as gold?
Yes and no. You know, it's the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And why I say that is if you have the right people that are selling to you at the right price, then definitely diamonds over a certain size, color, and clarity are great investments over a long period of time. But again, it's what you pay for the stone. So if you're paying it at a wholesale price, it's definitely a great investment. If you're paying it at a retail price, until you get your money, it could be 20 or 30 years to recover that money. Because unfortunately, and as I've repeated this in a couple of shows before, is that the markup of retailers are insane. I mean,
well, especially if you've got a big store, because you've got, you know, you're paying, I don't know what the rentals are in Sanson City.
Oh, no, they're crazy.
They're exorbitant. And
they're crazy.
You have to make that up.
Not only that, your overhead.
Your shop might look fancy.
Correct.
But you're going to be paying a lot more than the actual value of the product.
And people don't know this, but the retailers also have to give a percentage of their turnover to Sanson City as well.
Really?
So they're not only paying the rent, but they actually have to give a percentage over to the shopping center, yeah.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you go into Sanson City Shopping Center, you'll see most of the center now is either clothing or jewelers. Everyone else is shut down. I mean, they're struggling. They're feeling the pinch of the recession. But having said that, I think a lot of the jewelry retailers are struggling at the moment. The recession is really, really hitting people from across the board, from the high income right down to the low income. And we can see that where clients are flying to us. So what they do is they use the retail stores as actual showrooms. So what they'll do is they go to the likes of Browns or Szymanski or Charles Gregg. They'll see what they want. They'll get all the specifications and come to us and get it for literally 50 to 60% cheaper. So that's.
And you give a certificate as well.
Oh, we give everything.
Evaluation.
We only deal with the top two diamond laboratories in the country, which is GIA and EGL. So all the diamonds come certified, with those two laboratories, and we give a valuation for the actual ring for insurance purposes, obviously. So, you get two certificates. You get the diamond certificate from the laboratory, and then you get the valuation certificate. Everything's above board with us. You know, a lot of people come and see us and say, well, why the hell are you guys so much cheaper than the retail stores? Like, is the stuff stolen or what's going on? But clients are not educated and don't realize what the markup of retailers are. And hence why the retailers are struggling at the moment, because now people that are half intelligent know that there's the internet where they can start doing research instead of being ignorant and vulnerable to prices that the retailers enforce on them. So now people are actually taking heed of the fact that they can do research on diamonds and see what they cost. And, you know, where before they're paying 40,000-50,000 rand for a diamond, when they do research on the internet, especially at the diamond chain, they'll see the exact same specifications for literally half the price.
That's interesting. I mean, if I had to go to a retailer, right, and buy a diamond pendant.
Yes.
Right, for 50,000 rand.
Yes.
Would that retailer give me a valuation certificate for that diamond for 50,000 rand?
No, that's a wonderful question you just asked, Angela.
Because otherwise, you know, why am I paying 50,000 rand if it's not valued at 50,000 rand?
Well, that's, I mean, if your listeners need to listen to this right now, because this is the crux of insurance, and insurance claims. And I've been doing insurance claims for literally over 17 years. And I have this constant battle with clients when it's time to replace their jewelry about their valuations and about their premiums. So what jewelers do, and clients don't realize this, when you go into a shop, and give an example, we don't need to mention any retail's names, but if you go into a retail store and you pay, let's give it 50,000 rand. You pay that 50,000 rand. You go to the counter, and that retailer will give you a valuation for 70,000 rand. So now you think, oh my God, look how much money I've spent, and look how much money I've saved. I've saved 20,000 rand because my ring is now, I have a valuation for 70,000 rand, but I've only spent 50,000 rand.
Right.
Now this is where it starts getting a little bit more annoying for insurance claims and the clients that are paying insurance. So they submit that valuation certificate to their broker, thinking that their diamond ring is worth 70,000 rand. And they pay.
Well, I mean, after all, they've got the certificate.
Exactly. And they're going to a reputable jeweler. He's giving them, you know, a reputable valuation certificate, written all the specifications of the ring and the diamonds. And they think they're covered. They think there's no issue. So what happens is they start paying a premium on that 70,000 rand. Now, they suffer a loss. The ring gets stolen. It's lost, whatever the case being. Now they phone their broker up and say, right, I want 70,000 rand for the ring that I insured with you guys. And the broker turns around and says, no. First of all, you paid 50,000 rand for your ring, but that's a markup of 200-300%. So we could actually replace your ring for you for 20,000 rand.
And that's what your policy says. It's for the replacement value. It's not for
correct.
The actual.
So the clients don't get 70,000 rand. So the other, they have the choice. They can indemnify and get the exact same ring back with the exact same specifications. And if they're adamant, they're saying, no, we don't want to wear a ring anymore. I mean, the trauma was too hectic in terms of, you know, the ring getting stolen off my finger and the gun to my head and whatever the case may be. I don't want a ring. Well, then the insurance company turns around and says, well, we'll pay you what we can replace the ring for, which is in the regions of 20,000 rand. And then the client goes up in arms saying, you guys are crooks. You've taken my premiums for 70,000 rand and now you're only paying me 20,000 rand. And that's where the shortfall comes in. Gosh. So your listeners have to be very, very smart. They have to come to us. You know, they've still got a couple of days. We're still giving free valuations and get your rings insured at the right price. Not at the inflated retail valuation, not even at retail, at really replacement valuation. So when it's time to replace your ring, first of all, your premiums will go down huge because now you're not insuring for 70, you're going to insure for 25,000-30,000. So your premiums will be cut in half and you're sufficiently insured because every single insurance company has a preferred supplier panel. And their preferred supplier panel always gives them about a 30-40% discount off retail to replace.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very important to know.
Very important. And you know, clients, they are infuriated when it's time to replace.
So how's that different if I had to come and buy a diamond, the same 50,000 rand diamond from the diamond channel?
Well, that's an excellent question. So, you know, if you're paying 50,000 rand at an upmarket retail store for the exact same diamond and the exact same setting, you're paying between 22,000 to 26,000 rand. And I had a perfect example.
So you're actually selling it at whatever the insurance would replace it at.
Exactly right. So we're basically wholesalers, hence the discount. And the retailers are also wholesalers when it comes to replacement, because they sign a service level agreement with the insurance company, promising to give them about a 40 to between a 35 and a 40% discount off retail. So, yeah.
And my insurance isn't going to look at that and say, well, you know what, you bought it for 27,000 rand and because of the markup is, you know, 200 to 300%, we're only going to reimburse you 7,000 rand.
Correct. Insurance
companies. They're not going to do that.
Insurance companies love high valuations. They love it because they can charge you high premiums. They love inflated retail valuations.
But they're not going to pay out when it comes to shove.
Not a chance. There's no ways. That's how they make their money, by the way. They charge you these high premiums. They organize a service level agreement on the back end with the retailers that can replace it for literally half the price. If you do the maths, you work it out that that's how insurance companies make money off jewelry replacements.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. SMS saying, please provide contact details where we can get valuations done. All right, so I'm going to do that in a couple of minutes. Is this valuations, your valuations you do where? At the Diamond Channel, or you do it at Gold Capital?
So the clients come see us at Gold Capital. The information gets sent to Diamond Channel, and then the Diamond Channel emails the client with all the relevant information regarding their items.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So if you want contact details, you need to just stand by because we're going to take some traffic. After traffic, I'm going to give you the contact details of how to get in touch with Run and his team. All right, if you want to get in touch with Gold Capital, if you want to have valuations done, because it is Run's birthday month, because it is his birthday month, he's offering free valuations, right, on all of your jewelry, coins, any gold, diamonds, anything you like. So get in touch with Gold Capital. You can get hold of them on their website. It's goldcapital.co.za, or you can call them on 011-447-4522. That's their Santon office. So go and do it. Make an appointment. I actually love your website, by the way.
Thank you.
You get like these little pop-ups and all of a sudden it says, welcome to Gold Capital Live Chat. Now, have you got somebody live chatting all the time?
Well, yeah, we funny enough.
I'm going to chat now while we're on air.
Okay.
I want to see what happens.
Okay. But the truth be told, my staff take the live chats from 8 to 7 and I take over the live chats from 7 to 10:30.
Okay.
So I generally work from 7 to 10:30 every night with Diamond Channel and Gold Capital. I do the live chat. Even though there's a woman's face there, I'm generally doing it until half past 10 every night. My wife hates me. I mean, you know, it's a laptop in her face every night in the bed. But yeah, we do the, I literally do the live chats from 7 to 10:30 every night.
Okay. It's quite interesting. You've actually got a star there that says we do not buy five rand Mandela coins.
Correct.
What are five rand Mandela coins?
So there was this whole campaign rolled out by Squain that's been all over the news, and it's been publicizing Carte Blanche, where they were selling these 5 rand Mandela coins for an astronomical amount, but astronomical, like thousands, and some of them were 20,000-30,000 if they were proofed. Some of them were actually even a half a million, the big ones, uncirculated. And Carte Blanche unfortunately exposed them to, you know, and a lot of people lost a hell of a lot of money. So, you know, 5 rand Mandela coins, there was this thing going around that they were really, really valuable, but they're actually worth 5 rand.
Even the gold was
there's
the gold?
No gold. There's no gold in the 5 rand coins. It's just it's copper and whatever else is in there. So there is no gold in the 5 rand Mandela coins. So we had endless amount of inquiries on live chats with 5 rand coins. I just decided just to put it
in there.
We don't have to waste anyone's time and, you know.
All right. So when you go onto the website, which is goldcapital.co.za, it says, thank you for choosing Gold Capital. Do you need help in selling the items below? So you register, you put your name and you put a contact number so that in case there's an issue that they can get in touch with you. And then it's either gold jewelry, diamond jewelry, loose diamonds, luxury watches, Kruger Rands, or loans. I want to talk to you about loans, and we don't have much time, so if we can do that shortly.
Sure.
Then there's a sword that says we do not buy 5 rand Mandela coins. And then comes the message, good morning, Kathy, how may I assist you? So I said, just wanting to say hi while Ron is in studio with us here in on Chai FM. He says, oh, hi, Kathy, and I get a smiley face. Yeah. So there is actually a live person on the other end.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people think it's a robot, but because especially late at night, they think, who the hell's working at 10 o'clock at night on a live chat? But it's actually me because I'm a bit of a workaholic.
All right, now you can have a whole lot of people wanting to chat with you at night. So you can get to their website, goldcapital.co.za. In fact, the other websites, the Diamond Channel, has got, as well as a watch channel.
That's right.
They've also got live chat. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. A lot of time and thought went into these websites.
Yeah.
So, we're very proud of them. And clients absolutely love the fact that they can engage immediately. You know, time has passed where in the old days you would send emails. People want instinctive responses. They don't want to wait. They want their answers, especially with WhatsApps and messages, you know, all these social media platforms. Everyone wants an immediate response. And that's why, you know, I'm proud to say that I was probably the leader in my industry in activating live chats. I was probably the first. Everyone else has followed subsequent to that and have realized that the time, you know, the current time is people are not interested in waiting. They want answers now and they want responses now. You know, so before our business was about 80% email inquiries, and 20% phone calls. Now our business is about 90% live chat inquiries and about 10% phones. That's how the market's completely changed. Mm-hmm. You know, so live chat is a very integral part of our business where people get immediate response.
I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I could actually just chat. This is like having a pen pal.
That's it, basically. It's basically chatting on WhatsApp, but it's on your PC or on your phone. You know, that's, the live chat app is amazing. You can post pictures on there if you want to sell your items. You can drag the pictures into the chat box.
Okay, I'm going to send a picture. Wait, let me see what picture I can send to Nikki.
Kathy, I know you're lonely. But please don't bother poor Nikki the whole day sending her pictures like she's your pen pal. No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know, I actually asked them to come. You know, I've got a few ladies working for me and, you know, they've got this fear about coming to the radio. I mean, you know.
Why?
I have no idea. I mean, I've asked Nikki on numerous occasions and, she just goes blank. She thinks she's going to freeze up.
No.
You know, cause they've got so much input to share on air with, you know, clients and whatever else. And her daughter Jamie works at the Gold Capital branch. So I've got and the son as well. So I've got the whole family going on there. Nikki's kids and herself working,
Alright, so I've sent her an image about, it's a thought for life. It said, life's a journey. Life's journey is not to arrive at the grave safely in a well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, totally worn out, shouting, holy, what a ride.
Yeah, I feel that's going to be my journey, you know. I've always lived that journey.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what life's about? Going and just doing it.
Well, yes and no. There's pros and cons to everything, you know. I've kind of...
Listen,
trying to
there's
more
certain
to the
things that you should never try, right? But there's certain things that, just go ahead and do it. And sometimes, you know, those bucket lists that we all have.
Yes.
Like on my bucket list is to go and see the Northern Lights.
You know, where's the Northern Lights?
North.
No, where is it? Seriously, Kathy.
It's north.
You get them in
it's
Norway.
In the North Pole.
In Norway.
So in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Right, so I want to take a cruise to Alaska.
I got you.
You know, and just go and see the Northern Lights. I mean, that's one of them. Another one's Bora Bora. But...
Oh yes, Bora Bora is spectacular. Oh my word.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen...
Bora Bora, hello, is 200,000 rand. That's 200,000 rand.
For how long?
Like a week.
Is that just accommodation or is that flights included?
That's flights included.
Wow.
But you have to fly to Australia first. And, you know, I've researched this, but who's got 200,000 rand to just kind of do that? So maybe that's the time to take a loan. So if I've got some family diamonds, could I bring them to Gold Capital?
You know, Kathy,
and take a loan to go to Bora Bora or to Alaska to go and see the Northern Lights?
Definitely. And, you know, people feel a little bit awkward, you know, asking for a loan. And, you know, I just want to put it out there that, you know, we literally see about 4 to 7 people a day asking for loans, you know, and it's not a shame at all to come to us. Everything's private, confidential. No one knows anyone's business. We don't disclose anything, you know, and everyone falls. Kathy, I'm sure you've fallen into bad times. I have. I know I have.
Everything goes up, it goes in cycles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing to ask for help, and we love to help clients. We really do. So we provide an amazing service where you give us your collateral, where banks don't take jewelry or diamonds. You know, banks don't give you a loan on your Kruger Rands. You know, so we provide that service where you've got stuff that you don't use or don't really need, but you can get money for it.
Ron, what sort of interest rate? Because when one thinks of going for a loan, and this is just from a personal point of view, when one thinks of taking out a loan with any institution outside of banks,
right?
You know, one kind of worries about the, you know, possibly excessive interest rates. So what interest rates do you charge?
We charge.
And how do you charge interest rates?
Well, first of all, it depends on your duration. So, you know, it depends if you want it for a month or for 2 years.
Bora Bora is only 7 days.
That's all. So you need a year's loan. Because you need the money, then you're going to have to pay it back over a period
exactly.
of a year.
Exactly. And still live at the same time.
That's right. But
so do you look at those sort of factors?
Yeah, of course. We look at
what the person's going to be able to manage.
Correct. So we look at, first of all, your valuables. And we say, right, your items are worth X. We're going to give you a loan on Y. Because obviously we need a small buffer. If your items are worth 30,000 rand, we're going to give you a loan for 20,000 rand. Depending, you know, covering ourselves what the gold price does. If the gold price crashes, we need to make sure that we're covered. You know, that we don't have a shortfall, if God forbid, that you do forfeit on the loan. So how we evaluate your risk and your interest is by obviously duration, the amount, and basically that's it. And our interest rate vary from 5 to 15%. So, you know, it all depends. But we do. We evaluate a few things before we just issue out an interest rate.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, always we try and help clients. In terms of if they can't afford X, we'll obviously try and bring it down where it's manageable for them and it makes business sense for us. So we try to turn no one away. You know, we try and help everybody. Really, we do. You know, it's.
And listen, there's always an option. You could look at it, you know, whatever you come back with. You know, so say I apply for a loan at Gold Capital,
yeah.
right? And I've brought you diamonds or jewelry or whatever yeah. against that loan as the collateral. It would be the collateral, right?
Correct.
Then I don't have to take that loan if I don't feel that I'm going to manage the
definitely not
the interest rates
definitely
or anything, but
not.
It's worth looking at.
It doesn't cost you any money to bring your items, get it valued, see what loan you can get against it.
Yeah,
it doesn't cost you any money. It's a free service that we offer. Now another thing that people worry about is, you know, their safe keeping of their items.
Yeah.
Now their items are kept in a very high secure safety deposit box in Sandton City Shopping Centre. So, you know, there's insurance.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
I'll tell you what, can we talk about loans next week?
Definitely.
Because I think it's obviously a much bigger topic.
Yes, 100%.
We got to go. We got to get out of here.
Fantastic.
Ron Lupo from Gold Capital, Diamond Channel, Watch Channel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
if you want to get in touch with them, get to the website goldcapital.co.za or you can give them a call 011-447-4522. And before you go, I just want to wish you a happy birthday for last Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy.
And thank you so much for offering free valuations
thank
on
you.
All your jewelry and diamonds and coins or whatever it is. And many, many more, Ron.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Kathy.